Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is March 14th, 1957, and the title is Opera in Albuquerque. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Opera in Albuquerque. In the 1870s, Albuquerque, New Mexico, was a lively town. It had discovered and was exploiting the rich timber, mineral, and agricultural resources in its vicinity. It was becoming important as a wool-growing center. And located as it was in the fertile valley of the Rio Grande, it was attracting droves of eastern and midwestern farmers looking for inexpensive land. Naturally, it also attracted the gamblers and outlaws, such men as Arch Collin and Sid Luck, who, as our story opens on an early spring afternoon, are sitting in the Free and Easy Cafe on Tijeras Avenue. Arch Collin is moody, depressed.
Look at that confounded rain out there.
Oh, it ain't raining hard, Arch. It'll stop soon. See them clouds breaking away.
I hate rain. We've had a powerful lot of it this year.
Only trouble with you is you've been sitting in this here cafe gambling too much. You need to change.
I can tell quick enough if I do, Sid.
How?
You see that fly up on the ceiling?
Yeah.
If I can hit him, I'm all right. If I can't, my nerves ain't what they ought to be.
You ain't gonna shoot at him, are you? In here?
Why not? What?
Now look, huh?
Shut up, Sid. I'm aiming.
Hey, what's up?
Missed him, blasted.
Well, it's mighty bad luck to fire a gun under a roof on a rainy day, aren't
you? Ah, you and your superstition. Hey, what's that boy got?
It looks like posters.
Go get one, Sid. I want to see what it says.
Sure thing, huh?
Missed that blasted fly by 6 inches. Reckon I've been sitting in here too much.
Here's a poster. Advertising opera company come to the opera house tonight.
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me about it. Let's see that poster. Tonight, scenes from Ada, Supremo Opera Company. Appeared before the crowned heads of Europe. Prima Donna Adelia Morelli. Hey.
What's the matter, Arch?
Impresario Giuseppe Durano. Well, I'll be doggone. Never expected they'd be out here.
You know them people?
I sure do. Della Morley and Joe Duran.
Morley and Duran, but the poster says...
That don't mean nothing. Anybody getting into opera figures he's got to tack on one of them fake European names.
Oh, so why'd you meet him?
I used to live right next door to Della in Kansas City. She turned me down and married that Joe Duran hombre. He promised he'd get her a chance to sing an opera.
And you never got over it, huh?
Never mind. I knew I'd have a chance someday to get even with them two. Maybe this is it. What do you say? We take over this opera company, Sid.
Any money in it?
Plenty. Them companies are making fortunes up through the mining camps. It'll be different from settling in here gambling all the time. Go round up two or three of the boys, Sid.
Well, where are we going?
The company will be coming in over the road from Santa Fe and Bernalillo. We'll kill Duran and take the
kill? Company. But there's the 13th day of the month, huh? Can
shut up. Now go round up the boys.
Thank you.
it rain again, Chisco?
Oh, this is just a shower, Pancho. It is passing.
Now, horses need to get wet.
The rain is slanting from the west, amigo. The tailgate and the canvas top of these big freighter wagon will give Loco and Diablo some protection.
This is the first time Pancho ever helped to drive the big wagon, Chisco?
The scenery and costumes of the Supremo Opera Company.
Yes, the same, sir. He gets sick in Bernalillo. Cisco tell him we help out and drive the freighter wagon to Albuquerque.
Of course, that's nothing to give him a helping hand, Pancho. We were going through Albuquerque anyway.
He give us tickets to go to the opera tonight.
Hey, si. I'll be glad to attend a performance of Aida again.
You go before now, Cisco?
Oh, si. Many times when I was a boy going to school in the city, amigo.
What is it I ain't like, Cisco?
Well, the story has it setting in Egypt, Pancho.
Huh?
Back in the days of the pharaohs.
Pharaohs? That's a bad game. It's gambling.
I do not mean the gambling game, Pancho.
No?
I mean pharaoh, an Egyptian king. And all that scenery back in this wagon... Santa, hold up. Ho-ho!
What?
Canvas cover leaks.
Huh?
Look at all that water dripping down the scenery.
Not do the scenery no good.
Well, now the sun is out, and we'll have to take all that scenery.
Hey, somebody shoot at us.
Down the ground, quick, Pancho. Shot came from up there on that mesa. I'll see how he likes being shot at.
Let's get out of here.
More than once, he's gone.
They're riding to the east. Come on, Pancho.
Why anybody shoot at us now, huh?
I do not know, Pancho.
Pancho, I think we got the enemies around Albuquerque.
As far as I know, we have not. Now, let us see. One, two, three.
Hmm?
There were five hombres on this little mesa, Chico.
Five?
Enough of them to have killed us if they had wanted to.
Why they shoot at us?
That is something I mean to find out, amigo. I'll take Diablo and follow their tracks.
In Pancho, too, no?
That scenery must be taken out of the freighter, Pancho, and allowed to dry. So you please attend to that?
See, but Pancho...
I'll hurry back and get Diablo.
Take the scenery out of the freighter. That mean work. And Pancho, I think Pancho liked the old Egyptian king pharaoh neither.
Hey, Arch.
Yeah?
What's the idea of firing just two shots and then riding away?
I fired twice before I saw the driver of that freighter wagon wasn't Joe Duran.
I could have told you who he was.
Who?
Cisco Kid?
No.
Sure as anything, Arch. There's an hombre I wouldn't mind seeing kill even on a 13th.
What you got against him, Sid?
Oh, plenty. Cisco was responsible for my old man being sent to jail for 10 years for holding up a stagecoach back in Phoenix.
Now they tell me this Cisco Kid's always on the side of the law.
That's right, he sure is. He don't like to be shot at, neither.
He better not get in my way or he'll get shot at. Plenty. Wait, boys. Whoa!
What's the idea of stopping here?
Look up the road ahead of us. Don't you see that buckboard?
Well, sure. Man and a woman in it. What about it?
That's Delia Morelli and Giuseppe Morano. Now listen, Sid.
Yeah?
You got me doing some thinking about that Cisco Kid. So just in case he should come along... You stay out of sight, Steve.
You want me to go back to town?
No, no. Stay out of sight of anybody on this road. But close enough so you can keep an eye on what's going on.
Well, kind of an unseen guard, huh?
That's it.
Just as you say, Arch. Only don't do anything that'll bring us bad luck. Now, get up.
The rest of you come with me.
Get up.
I've changed my mind about gunning down Joe Duran right away. Reckon I'll talk to him first. Whoa! Just stop them horses right there, Duran.
Who is he, Joe? He knows your name.
I don't know who he is. Take a closer look, Duran. You too, Della.
Why, it's Arch Collins.
Didn't reckon you'd remember me, Della.
What are you stopping us for, Collins?
You'll find out. Slim, make sure he's got no weapons.
This is an outrage. I'll have you arrested, Collins.
Shut up.
You can't stop us like this.
But I did stop you. This other road leads around by the river. Take it.
What for?
Because I say so. River's good and deep over there.
What do you mean by that?
You'll find out, Delia Morelli and Giuseppe Durano. Start up them horses and don't try to get away.
You find you have more fun with the opera singing than you find you think you have. Pancho, put the scenery over here, and this one over there. Now, you can Pancho stand back a ways and see what that look like.
How do you like the looks of that logo? What do you call it? Egyptian. Egyptian, huh? No, not a house, but Egyptian temple. That's what it is, logo. And the hombre come along this road and ride past the Egyptian temple, right by the mesa. How'd you like that, logo, huh? No, you don't like it, huh? You're not used to Egyptian temples. That's the trouble. Now, Pancho, look in the big trunk. What Cisco call all this? Oh, Pancho, remember the costumes for the peoples in the opera. Yeah, Pancho got lots of time. Pancho, try one on. See, Pancho, look, logo. That's what I do. Hey, Pancho put on his long robe. So, this thing on the head. See, it looks like a bonnet, but it's not a bonnet. And there's a mirror here in the trunk. Pancho, look in the mirror now. Bueno, Pancho, bueno. Pancho look like an Egyptian pharaoh. Ooh, he's big, but he see Pancho in his costume. She likes Pancho, and she say, ah, mio Pancho, come to my arms, no? Pancho got the idea, loco. We go find Cisco. He see Pancho dressed like Egyptian, he be surprised. Oh, what's the matter? This is Pancho. You not know Pancho? Well, I Pancho take over the bonnet. Now do you know Pancho? Bueno. Now we go find Cisco. Go, now.
Whatever, ho-ho. I want to take a look at these tracks. The wagon came along here, perhaps a buckboard. Those hombres met the wagon. They all stopped. And they all took that road that leads by the river.
That may be all right. Again, it may not. Ah, Diablo. Follow along behind them. Those hombres were quick enough to fire on Pancho and me. In my opinion, they were bear watching. Steady, Diablo. Not too fast. Not too far to the river from here. If we should come upon them suddenly, it would not be good for us. Now we will see what is ahead of us over this rise of ground. Oh, there, ho! The ground is wet and slippery from the rain. I have to be careful where I walk. Ah, there they are. Over by the riverbank. Four hombres. One of them is holding a gun on the senor and senora. Diablo, you stay here. I'll try to sneak up on those hombres under cover of those poplar trees.
All right, Durnan, come down on that buckboard. Now, what's your con? Come down if you help me, I'll fill you full of lead. I'm just looking for an excuse anyway.
Sure, you may as well.
You bet you may as well. That's more like it. You too, Della.
Oh, for heaven's sake, this is just plain ridiculous, Arch.
You think so? You'll find out how ridiculous it is in just a couple of more minutes. Start walking towards that river.
What are you going to do?
This joke has gone far enough, Colin.
I'll kill you, senor. You want me to drop that gun?
Hey, what's going on?
The rest of you, get your hands up.
Quieto.
Senor, senora, are you with the opera company?
Yes.
Who are you? I'm called the Cisco Kid. I do not know just what the matter is here, but it appears you are in danger.
I believe this Arch Colin was going to kill us both.
I will remove temptation and take that other gun from his holster.
Oh, be careful. That ground's all slippery clay.
Come on, boys. I'll need some help.
Oh,
no,
leave me alone.
I can just get up on my feet, but that's just what you ain't gonna do.
I'll help you, my friend.
Oh, no, you won't.
There.
Now to get off these trails. You'll see what happens to you. And you.
Oh, that's
enough.
Give it to
him. Yeah, there you are. Now, what's more? Get your hands up, Bandidos.
All right, don't move. I got you covered behind, Cisco.
Nice work, Sid. Mighty nice. That's for you, Cisco Kid. You'll pay for this. Don't think you won't.
And the outlaw's guns trained on Cisco spell deadly danger. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Opera in Albuquerque. In following the tracks of the men who fired upon him and Pancho, Cisco came upon outlaw Arch Colin and his gang of bandits, who had captured the impresario and leading soprano of the Supremo Opera Company, scheduled for a performance that night in the Albuquerque Opera House. For a few moments, Sisko had the better of the situation, holding the outlaws at gunpoint. Then Collins' henchman, Sid Luck, covered Sisko from behind.
Better get Sisko's guns, Arch.
Just what I'm going to do, Sid. Kind of caught you off guard, eh, Sisko? Now, I got your guns. I'll give you back that punch you handed me.
Oh, you rude, Arch Collins.
You'll be paid back for that blow, Senora, with interest. Have no fear.
Not by you, Sisko. You won't have the chance.
What you going to do with them opera people, Arch?
Listen and you'll find out, Sid. You, hombre, you got an interest in this company, ain't you?
Certainly I have. A controlling interest. What about it?
How about you, Della?
It's none of your business whether I have or not.
You better answer that.
I'll answer for her, Colin. She has considerable financial interest in the company.
I figured as much. I want you two to sign over your combined interest to me.
You must think we're simpletons.
See that river out there, don't you?
Naturally, but...
All right, either sign or you'll both walk out into that water. After a couple of my men ford the river, get over there on the other side.
But I can't swim, Arch. Neither can Joe.
Then you sure better learn in a hurry, because you're going to keep moving out to where the water's deep. Either that or stop some bullets. Walt, you and Drake ride on down to the ford and get across.
Oh, you wouldn't dare do that.
You'll see.
Coyotes like him dare to do anything, Senora, when they have the advantage.
Get going down to the water's edge. You too, Sisko.
As you will. Wait a minute, Colin. About this signing.
Susie says, Senor.
I'm sure going to enjoy this. Come on, you three. Get going.
Maybe Sisko ride this way. We go this way, Loco. Thunder poncho here. Sky get all dark some more. It's going to rain some more, too, no? Poncho lose Sisko's track. Ground too rocky around here. Hold up. Poncho, I think Sisko ride this way, Loco. Well, we try the other way. Hold up. Come on. Turn around, Loco. Turn. That's funny. Sisko the best track in all the West. Poncho go with Sisko all the time. Poncho the worst tracker. Poncho want to find Sisko. Show Sisko this Egyptian costume. Sisko think Poncho a pharaoh. Where's Sisko go? Hold on. Poncho not know. Poncho ride that way. We find out Sisko ride that way. And if Poncho ride this way, find out Sisko ride that way. Well, only thing Poncho can do is ride back to the Egyptian temple and wait till Sisko come back. Go, loco. Go now.
We are at the water's edge, hombre. Now what?
Start waiting out.
Let's talk this over, Colin. Perhaps I'll
agree. Do you intend for me to wait out in this river too, Bandido?
I sure do, Sisko.
But I have no rights to sign over to you.
Nobody said you had. You're a witness to all this.
Oh, I see. And you do not intend to leave a witness alive, is that it?
I reckon that's it. You can just keep swimming out there till you get tuckered out.
And then drown.
It'll be easier than stopping lead, won't it?
You have real playful ways, hombre.
I wouldn't call them that exactly.
Since I'm going to have to swim for some time, I trust you will let me take off my boots.
Don't you let him, Arch.
Why not?
Him taking off his boots with a thunderstorm coming on might be bad luck for him.
Ah, you and your blasted superstition, Sid.
Well, it might. My old man used to...
Shut up! I'm running this. Go ahead, Sisko. Take off your boots. That'll give us that much more fun watching you swim longer.
You're very kind, hombre. I will kneel down and get them off as soon as I get this hand to throw your face, Bundy.
No!
Now you got him, Sisko.
Take that gun, Bundy. Hey, one of them's riding away.
There. Now we'll see. I have both his guns.
I knew that'd be bad luck. I'm leaving too. Get him!
You buzzard, Sisko, sand right in my eyes.
Good work, Sisko.
Oh, now the tables are turned very nicely.
Yellow!
Take this gun, Señor. Keep this bandito under guard till I get back. I am going after that other one.
With pleasure.
But those two others across the river.
Make this one give them orders to stay away. He will. If you prod him with this gun. Get off! Yellow!
Under that storm, the rain, the temple scenery get all wet. Poncho and I better take the scenery down, because one, the temple looks so funny here, almost make Poncho scared. And because, too, Cisco said to let the scenery get dry, and the scenery not dry yet. And because, three, too hard work. Well, maybe not rain. Pancho, look in the mirror again. Pancho liked to be dressed up like an Egyptian pharaoh. Pancho, what is Cisco to see? Listen, Pancho, listen, Pancho, Pancho, listen. Hey, who's come this way? It's gotta be Cisco. Pancho went out in front of the temple and see what Cisco say. Pancho think he'd be surprised, no?
Voila! Voila!
Jumping grasshoppers. Who are you?
It's Egyptian pharaoh, but who is you?
Egyptian pharaoh?
Uh-huh.
I found a temple. I'm seeing things. I swear I'm seeing things. Get
out! You are not going to get away, hombre. Into that horse, Diablo.
Get out, hombre.
I'll tell you later on, Pancho. Right now, there's no time to explain. Get down off that horse, Pancho.
You know, I gotta get out of here.
You are going to stay.
Not me. Not around no Egyptian goose.
Down off that horse, I said.
Why don't you help you, Cisco?
No, get away from me. Get away.
What's the matter with him, Cisco?
Come back here, you. Seem to think you are a ghost, Pancho.
Me? Pancho, no ghost. You're the Egyptian pharaoh.
You can't keep me here.
I kill you, Cisco.
Bandito is so wild with terror. He has twice his ordinary strength.
Look out, Cisco. Pull a knife on you.
Drop it. Drop that knife or I'll break your wrist.
Yeah. Grab it.
Now we'll finish this fight with our fists.
Hey, you want Pancho to tie his hombre, Cisco?
Go, Pancho. Get that costume off.
You don't like the costume, Cisco?
Si, amigo. It's very becoming to you.
It's very becoming to Pancho.
But it has a bad effect on this hombre.
Hmm?
When he comes to, put him to work in a hurry.
Now, what do you do, Cisco?
Make him load the scenery back into the freighter wagon, Pancho. A hard rain could ruin that scenery. Then tie him.
Yes, Cisco, but where'd you go?
There are people back by the river who need help. We must do our best to help them get to the opera house in time, Chico. I'll be back soon. Ha! Here we are at the Albuquerque Opera House, Pancho, in plenty of time, too.
Yes, Cisco.
Oh, ho, ho. And there is the rest of the company, Pancho. They came here by stagecoach.
Yes, Cisco.
Oh, ho! What are you going to do with the prisoners, Cisco?
Pancho and I will turn them over to the sheriff as soon as your scenery is unloaded, senor. Well, let us get to work, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Oh, you've been wonderful, Cisco. You and your friend both.
You sure have.
We only did what we could, senora. We were happy to do that.
And Pancho not happy. And Pancho not like to unload the scenery again.
I'll help you, Pancho.
Pancho not want to take over the costume of the Egyptian pharaoh.
Oh, so that is what the trouble is, eh?
Well, I think it's a shame you had to, Pancho.
Pancho like the costume.
Joe, why couldn't Pancho be in the triumphal march tonight?
Why not? How'd you like to be in the opera, Pancho?
Pancho be in the... Pancho? On the stage?
Yeah, dressed as a soldier and carrying a spear.
There you are, Pancho.
Oh, it's easy. But Pancho like that, senor.
Good enough. We can use you too, Cisco, if you'd like.
Gracias, senor, but I would rather be in the audience. Something tells me this performance of Aida is going to be very unusual. Si, Pancho.
How'd you like that opera?
It was a good performance, amigo. Although, as I thought, it was unusual.
Unusual because Pancho in it?
Well, si.
Not much room for Pancho on that stage, Cisco. Other soldados pushed Pancho right back against the scenery.
Oh, I could see you, Chico. So could everyone else. When you were all alone on the stage.
Yeah, alone on the stage after everyone else leaves, no?
Si, si.
Pancho tried to leave the stage then, Cisco.
Oh, you did try to leave the stage, eh?
Yeah, I tried to leave.
Well, all you had to do was to walk off the stage along with the rest of them. But instead of that,
si. You
just stood there against the scenery, squirming.
But, Cisco, Pancho not could walk off the stage.
Well, tell me, why could you not walk off the stage?
Because Pancho's pantalones caught on a nail.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Thank you.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.